Okay, a story. So, we've got old Pio. Who, as we know now in the story, is actually Omni, right? And then we have also learned, because we are approaching the later parts of this story, at least for now, where we start to understand the situation, that indeed Anna managed to get in there, in the Shadowland, and because she is going to help her man. He needs help, of course. What is a woman for? So of course she's there. And now we realize she's been there all along. And it's just a matter of it. Inconceivable arrangements of the Lord up there behind here. God is some God that they haven't met until now, but then again something happens. And they somehow don't mate much. Once, twice, and then. And ordinarily, a man like Theo would then feel that, well, she doesn't like me so much for that. But here's something else. Even more wondrous, strange, mystical sets in. And this is what we'll tell here, and then how it will be told in the story is another thing. You know, when Onni left for Shadowland, for the Dream Worlds, none of the two were really much worried about that, because you can't leave each other. You're an eternal couple, and you will of course always be with each other. And well, there is this love and separation, which is really the one of the insignias of those in Cow Island. You know that. That real love and truth is never broken. So they were in contact through heart to heart, even though there may be distances body to body, so to speak. But of course here, heart and the body is the same. So everything natural, normal, but then something not natural and not normal happened, and it is that at one point they lost contact. And now the mystical thing that happens is that they both start to experience getting that contact again, even though they are now in Shadowland. And that's a nice thing, which we'll tell more about in the story.